giant in the way. Boy, I've thought about this many, many times and shared incredible number of times about the giant in the way. You know, I think that when we look at life, we face all kinds of problems. I've said that already, but I'll probably say it many, many times. Because life is a challenge. Life is a struggle of walking through this path, walking down this journeyful road. But I think one of the things that we have to confront is who the giant is. What giant is in your way? You know, for Israel, the giant was Goliath, some 10-foot tall guy that had all kinds of tools, been trained up as a warrior from his youth, and that's all he knew how to do was to fight. And when Israel and the Philistines go up into battle, as they had done many times, they use Goliath to confront the army of Israel to try to strike fear in them, and he did a good job. They were all afraid. Matter of fact, in 1 Samuel, the 17th chapter, it tells a story, and you can read it for yourself, but you know, it tells the story of how Israel was confronted by this warrior. It says, the verse 10 of the 17th chapter, it says, "Again the Philistines said, 'Defy the ranks of Israel this day. Give me a man that I may fight, that we may fight together.' Then Saul and all Israel heard these words of the Philistine, and they were dismayed and greatly afraid." You know, what the enemy does is he speaks grandiose words. He speaks big words to try to shake us from our faith in God, from the plan that God has for us. When you look at the enemy of your life, it is normally only a voice in the wind. It is a voice in your head. It's something that's telling you, well, you can't overcome this. It's too much. It's too big. It draws a picture in your mind of something that you have no way to overcome. You know, Israel had fought with the Philistines more than once and defeated them. The problem is, They resort to one guy. They say, "Listen, you give me one man, and him and I will fight, and whoever wins, wins the battle." Well, that's what the enemy wants to do. He wants to isolate you and from what God has called you to do so that he can defeat you. You know, when you look at how the Bible, one of the things that we need to learn is that it's a story. It's something that's being told to us for our benefit. It's not just a story about Israel. It's a story about you and I. It's a story about the things that we face every day of our life. And when we let the enemy, the giant in our life, control us, then everything that God has prepared for us becomes of no value. You know, when David confronts the giant, he confronts him from the standpoint of the things he's done in his own life. Again, what we can't do is let the enemy isolate us and tell us how great he is, and we not see that whatever we've gone through in our life has prepared us to face the giants. When you start out as a little guy, male or female, you deal with things and you think, well, they're just part of life. They're just part of growing up. But what they are part of developing you as a person, as somebody that will walk in God and trust the Lord for your life. David finally comes out. He's a young boy and eventually becomes king. But he comes out right now. His dad sends him out to take care of his brothers and all that kind of stuff. And the end of the road is David looks at Goliath and says, "Who is this uncircumcised Philistine dog that taunts the army of the living God?" In the other words, his perspective of Goliath is that I have fought with the lion and the bear and I killed them both. Well, in your life, there are many things that you face, and some things you overcome, some things you don't. But what God is doing is preparing you to live in a victorious life, preparing you to live in a life that you see things as they really are, instead of letting the situation, circumstances define you you let your response define them. When you begin to grasp a hold of your purpose and destiny in God, you'll realize that experience is not an enemy. It is a friend.